ESP32CAM, unboxing and first-time use. Are you curious about the workings and functionality of the ESP32CAM? In this article, we'll discuss this dev kit in detail. Get ready to record photos and videos wirelessly using this compact tool. Introduction. ESP32CAM is a development kit from Espressif Systems. Its primary function is to be able to use a CMOS camera and connect it to a Wi-Fi network. It has other peripherals, such as an SD card slot and a 2.4 GHz PCB antenna. The PCB antenna's range can be extended by using a wired antenna. There are several other modules developed by Espressif. The company's target is to make smart wireless modules for the artificial intelligence of things, AIOT. Specifications. Operating voltage, 5V. Operating current, 310mA max at 5V. Camera models supported, OV2640 and OV7670. Package, DIP16. SPI flash, 32Mbit default. RAM, 520KB internal 4MPS RAM. Bluetooth, 4/2BR/EDR and BLE. Wi-Fi, 802.11b/g/n/e/i. Interface, UART, SPI, I2C, PWM. I/O ports 9. Serial port range, 115200 bps, default. Image format, JPEG, BMP, grayscale. Spectrum range, 2412 to 2484 ms. Antenna, onboard PCB, gain 2 dBi. Dimensions, 27mm x 40.5mm x 4.5mm. Unpacking and first use. The ESP32CAM is available through Phipps Electronics. It comes with an OV2640 camera module with a header attachment if you buy it. It does not come with a USB programming port, so you may have to buy a separate FDTI or a USB to UART converter to program it. A USB to UART module similar to this is also available through Phipps Electronics. Programming the ES32CAM. You'll have to attach the FDTI programmer's pins to the ESP32CAM's pins. The image below connects the ESP32CAM's TX pin to the RX pin of the programmer. The same goes for the RX pin of the ESP32CAM, which goes to the TX pin of the programmer. ESP32CAM is programmed with a power supply of 3. 3V, so attach it to the 3V of the FTDI. Next, connect both their common ground with each other. There is one last thing to do before programming, and it's to connect GPIO pin 0 of ESP32 to the ground. During normal operations, remember to remove this connection. Using the Arduino IDE to program the ESP32CAM. Like other non-Arduino boards, the ESP32CAM needs an additional board manager URL to function correctly in the Arduino IDE. With this, activate it by going to File, Preferences and input the URL below to the Additional Boards Manager URL text box as seen below. https://dl/package_esp32_index.json. Once done, you'll have to add the package to the Board Manager. Go to Tools, Board, Boards Manager, and search for ESP32. Don't forget to install it. Next, you should have the ESP32CAM available as a board. Go to Tool, Board, ESP32 Arduino, then pick the AI Thinker ESP32CAM, or the closest equivalent model to your board. We can now start programming our ESP32CAM with an example sketch. Go to File, Examples, ESP32, Camera, and open the Camera Web Server example. You'll be greeted with different settings on the camera web server program. First, select your camera model. Uncomment the hash defined for camera_model_AI_thinker. Remember to comment out the default value. Second, place your own Wi-Fi SSID and password in the const:char*SSID and password pointer string variables. You can try compiling the sketch to see if you'll have errors. Ideally, there should be none. When you're ready to upload the code to your ESP32KEYM, make sure that you have the correct serial port in use by clicking Tools, Port. Also, open a serial monitor window and adjust its baud rate to 115200. This camera web server example has lots of debug messages you need to follow. We're ready to program our ESP32KEYM board. Hit the upload button to continue. If you're seeing a writing to flash percentage running, then it's programming correctly. After it's finished, it may say it has reset through the RTS pin. Look now at your serial monitor window. Your ESP32KEYM should be trying to connect to your Wi-Fi network. Take note of the web server IP address that it displays because you'll be inputting it to a web browser. Open a web browser and input that IP address. You'll see content similar below. When you're ready to stream your webcam video, click on Stream. There you go. You've just started viewing webcam videos using the ESP32KEYM. Now go back to the serial monitor. You'll see valuable details such as frame rates and other info. Practical tips for using your ESP32KEYM. Your ESP32KEYM should work fine, although you have to take a look at specific conditions. First is the power supply. When using Wi-Fi, burst sequences can fluctuate your USB port power supply. With the said condition, it's better to supply the ESP32KEYM with its own power supply. Better yet, supply it through the 5V line so that its external voltage regulator will be the one to feed the 3. 3V power needed by the ESP32 chip. With this setup, you'll both have a cleaner supply and prevent brownout conditions by the ESP chip when hefty Wi-Fi burst sequences are executed. The ESP32KEYM has a built-in white LED that you can use to light up dark views on your captures. Note that it's connected to GPIO4. With this, you'll be able to control the light and turn it on or off using digital write statements. Note, however, that it has an inverted logic. This means you need to write low to turn it on and high to turn it off. The ESP32KEYM has a limited Wi-Fi range when using its PCB antenna. To extend its range, use a wired antenna. You can plug this antenna at the back side of the board where a single pin header is installed. Make sure to move the SMD resistor that connects to the PCB antenna so that the antenna now connects to the single pin header. Since this resistor is a 0 ohm resistor, you can optionally bridge it out using solder leads. Conclusion. The ESP32KEYM is a versatile wireless camera that can easily be set up. It can be programmed using a USB to UART converter using the Arduino IDE. It can work standalone and only needs the right amount of power to run smoothly. Once set up, download the camera web server app to it, then use an internet browser to use this module as a web server camera. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled ESP32KEYM, Unboxing and First Time Use. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.